is Lok Kawi Wildlife Park, one of three facilities in Sabah that cares for previously wild Bornean elephants forced to be taken into captivity. It's a noble aim of protecting these endangered species, but there is a problem. There are simply too many elephants in captivity here in Sabah, and in too little space with too few workers. For example, here in Lok Kawi there are 14 elephants, but only 6 workers, when the ratio should be 1:1. Now, these elephants cannot survive back in the wild, so authorities are looking at a number of solutions, including moving them to larger facilities that have yet to be built, or sending them to overseas zoos. But bureaucracy and a lack of funding have hampered progress. Nevertheless, Lok Kawi says it will persevere with what it has and do its best to ensure that these elephants live on.
We have a lot of elephant captivity now that our facility cannot cope, our staff cannot cope, and of course, food is expensive to feed this elephant. So that's the challenges that we are facing.
The issue of funding, not only from the state government, also from the federal government, will have to be put into consideration. We just don't have enough manpower on it. I admit that, and we have to look into it seriously.
Kalau boleh, ada penambahan staff lah sebab ni. Senang kita urus dari semua sudut, dari pemakanan sampai buang tai sama lah. Letih memang letih, challenge-challenge, tapi apa buat kita punya tanggungjawab kan. Cuma kita kasih makan, kita kasih minum, kita kasih tidur, semua kita kasih.
The way we want to keep elephant population healthy in Sabah is to make sure that there is no hunting. But then, what happens is that when they go into plantation, anything can happen.
We have to come into the picture and we have to tell them, we understand the situation, we have to tell them, no, what you are doing is wrong. You can't kill our animals because it destroyed your property. You have to do some preventive measures yourself.
In 2004, with the escalation of oil palm plantations, we saw crop damages happening up to 500,000 plus. As we go along over the years, up to 2018, we saw a drastic drop of financial crop damages in terms of losing up to 3,000 ringgit Malaysia. Well, all this because of our long-term mitigation plans.
We were afraid that the response might be negative because of the negative stigma attached, but no, the response has been great in the sense that they think it's a great conservation initiative.